24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And Kathy Dawes today, along with Carolyn Tolliver Lee, the 2017 Elizabeth Dole Foundation Dole Caregiver Fellow, and also Janet Nichols with us today, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Military Liaison. And perfect timing, of course, military spouse time frame here where we recognize military spouse is a tough job anyway, but when you're actually having to serve as a caregiver, probably even more so. And Carolyn, I know you wanted to talk about some local caregivers. I mean, we focused a little bit on the national level and all the different folks you're networking with, but there are probably a lot more locally than people may realize.
Yes, that is our guess. And part of my role is to try to identify those caregivers locally, and that would also include Gary County as well. Locally, we, Janet and I, have... are in the midst of creating a local caregiver support network entitled Veterans and Military Caregiver Support Network. And what we would like to do is identify those caregivers, and hopefully sometime this summer, before the end of this year most definitely, have an event to where we can come together, get to know each other, hear each other's stories, see how we can be a support to and for each other. And it would be good to have something here right in town, Manhattan, because caregivers have extraordinary needs. We often think about the individual that we're caring for, but our needs are great too. Most recent studies from the RAND Corporation, who is commissioned by the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, they are the corporation that actually conducts the extensive research about caregivers. And their recent report that they published in 2014, they gave a slew of challenges that caregivers experience daily, not just locally, but across our country, just being simply caregivers. Sometimes there's health issues. Sometimes there's depression, loneliness, financial challenges, caregiver needs for those who are caring for their ill, injured, or wounded veteran, and they need caregiver support. So that's why it's important to identify our local caregivers and see how we can be a support and service to and for each other.
And, you know, it's interesting as you talk about this local caregiver support network, it just makes perfect sense. It's hard to believe it's taken us this long to think of this because, mm-hmm. But I'm guessing it's because as a caregiver, you're in survival mode most of the time. You probably don't even have time to stop and think about the fact that you're doing way too much and you probably need some help yourself. And maybe that's why it's taken so long. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think so. And then many caregivers who are serving as caregivers, oddly enough, don't identify themselves as a caregiver. In their mindset, I'm caring for my spouse, I'm caring for my dad. If you're a clergy, I'm caring for a member of my church. And sometimes they never really title it as being a caregiver, but essentially that's what they're doing in terms of their duties. So we want to be able to identify all those individuals, whether you're a clergy, whether you're a friend, neighbor, a parent, a spouse, or a child of. We're all serving the same purpose, and we're all functioning in the same capacity as a caregiver.
Janet, you kind of your role too, and I know as Carolyn carefully explained, you're helping with this local caregiver support network, and you're a military spouse yourself. I mean, just some of the ways that I'm working on this network and your role and involvement in that.
Well, I tried at the initial meeting. I went ahead and I helped her. I've tried to put the word out through the various social medias that I have access to and try to help her just get the word out. I've also tried to help Carolyn with some networking efforts. I mean, and honestly, Carolyn just walked into my office one day. And what was so funny was that, like, the next day, Mayor Reddy sent me an email from the Dole Foundation. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, it really was so serendipitous. And I had known Carolyn. I mean, I go to a lot of events, and Carolyn works on Fort Riley. And we had seen each other. As a matter of fact, I remember her. I mentioned that spouse appreciation lunch. She was the inaugural recipient of the award, and she was there. And I remembered seeing her, and Mr. Lee came.
Right.
So I think at least one of your sons were there, correct?
My youngest son.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny how it comes about. But basically, I think more than anything, I'm a resource in terms of connecting with people, trying to help her identify, and I want to be a support to her program as best as I can be. And, I'm the spouse of a veteran who, doesn't seem to have any issues, but you never know what's going to happen. I mentioned my friend Christine, who is basically doing a full-time job. You know, forget about all of her wonderful volunteer efforts, navigating the system and taking care of someone who's not well. It is a job. And on top of that, it's 24/7. It doesn't stop. There's no break. And you have to be willing, I think, to allow yourself to take a break or allow yourself to be a person and be your own person. And I think even what I love about Carolyn's program and what the Dole Foundation is doing through Hidden Heroes is even if it's an email or a phone call with someone who's in the same predicament as you, it just means so much to know that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And I think probably to me, the number one thing as a caregiver would be a sense of loneliness and isolation. And for people to know they're not alone is just so important. And that's why I'm just so lucky that Carolyn stumbled into my office that day.
Well, and Carolyn, what do you envision with this network? I mean, in a perfect world, I mean, what would you like this network to be able to do? Our frequent meetings, just reaching out to people? I mean, kind of explain what you hope
all
it to
of
be.
All of the above, and really for us to know that we're there for each other here locally, whether they live in Wamego, whether they live in Junction City, you know, even if we're in walking distance of each other, because our lives don't look like other people's lives. And so it would be good to know that there is somebody locally that we can call on who understands our lives and gets it, and who's receptive to be in that 5-minute phone call of support that we might need to get through the rest of the day or the rest of the evening.
And Janet, as Carolyn kind of alluded to, you're guessing there's a lot of people out there. Do you have any idea numbers at all?
No, people don't talk about this sort of thing. And especially coming from the military, there's a self-reliance factor going on. Also, you know, when we talked about speaking with someone, Carolyn mentioned the lingo. You're coming from not only the military lingo and then medical lingo as well. So there's a whole different aspect to it, of the culture. But the culture is, you know, I can take care of this myself. I've been through deployments and taken care of my kids all by myself. I can take care of this too. Mm-hmm. So we're trying our best to get the word out. And that's why we're here today, partially, is if you know someone, you know, you can call the chamber and get a hold of me. I mean, that's probably one of the easiest things is call or email the chamber, look on our website, get a hold of me at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and I can put you in touch with Carolyn really easily. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to be of assistance. Really.
And again, 537-1350 if you want to call us today, too, and share any stories. But Carolyn, you just seem so upbeat and like you have it all together. But
this has been one challenging week. Mr. Lee has not been well, and he goes in and out of crisis. I'm constantly on the phone checking with the nursing home because he's, incapacitated. But I look that way. I guess a little makeup and 6 hours of sleep does okay. Does me okay. But yes, it is important to take very good care of yourself. That's crucial in order to take care of someone else or be a support or an advocate for someone else. Self-care is really important. And as you questioned earlier, what do I envision? I envision us doing some R&R things, hopefully sometime this summer. I just mentioned Mr. Lee has been in and out of crisis since you and I last spoke. So that takes up some of my time and attention, needless to say. But he's at a calm place right now. And at this time, I hope to start getting some community information about an upcoming event that caregivers can attend. And we can come together collectively and relax. The weather's getting gorgeous, and there are some things that we can do with or without our recipient of care. So that's what I would hope for us to do, not to mention later in the year to be a part of the Veterans Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Well, real quickly, we just have a couple minutes left, and we could talk, I know, all day about this, and it really does sound exciting with your network and get in touch with you. You had just a couple quick things you were going to mention today, I think, Janet, a commissioning ceremony and some fun things going on today, too, while we have you here.
Well, yes, 'tis the season for graduations. Today is the K-State ROTC commissioning ceremony. The Air Force was at 9, and the Army should be getting ready any minute now. And excitingly, the former 1st Infantry Division commander, now Lieutenant General Paul Funk, who's the 3 Corps commander down at Fort Hood, he's the one giving the speech there. So I'm probably going to run over there and try to go say hello to him after the ceremony. Because the Funks were really nice to have the Funks back. I don't know if Mrs. Funk is back as well, but that'll be cool to see them and to see all the great new second lieutenants.
Well, we have less than a minute, Carolyn. Anything else you're wanting to highlight before we wrap up today?
Well, just to tell your listening audience that if they know someone or if they're a caregiver themselves of a military or veteran individual, to contact Janet at the Manhattan, here in Manhattan, and or contact the radio station, and you have my contact number, a number where I can be reached, which is my home number, area code 785-320-2125. If I'm not home, visiting Mr. Lee or doing errands, they can always leave a voicemail, and I can get back in touch with them. The Elizabeth Dole Foundation is a wonderful organization, and I would really like for them to be a part of it and reap some of the benefits that I have also been able to receive.
Thanks to both of you. Carolyn Tolliver-Lee with us today and Janet Nichols, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Appreciate both of you being here today. Carolyn, of course, the Dole Foundation Dole Caregiver Fellow 2017. You're listening to In Focus.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
News. I'm Steve Kaif, and President Trump has fired a Twitter blast.